it's time for your horror medication. Before I begin my story, make sure you're not going to be interrupted and make sure no one or anything can get you. Then just get comfortable. Just close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. You see, I've just moved along your ear canal and I'm now inside your skull. Poor Colin. Written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic. Colin's a good friend. Years ago, he was in and out of hotel crazy due to depression. And then when he fell in love, he was all good for a couple of years. And sadly, when his girlfriend tragically got killed in a hit and run, his mental health dived into paranoia and his behaviour became unpredictable. One time, not long after his girl passed away, Colin got into a fight with a stranger in a bar about nothing. I had to intervene, but unfortunately, I was a little too late. This idiot managed to land a punch on Colin's throat. He dropped like a rag doll onto the floor, choking. His windpipe got crushed. He couldn't breathe. I had to act quickly. I screamed at the barman for a sharp knife. I stabbed the knife blade 1.5 inches deep into Colin's lower neck beneath his windpipe, then stuffed my finger into the slit to open it up. I managed to feed 2 drinking straws into the bleeding hole so air could get in. I saved my mate's life. The ambulance came and the police arrested the idiot thug. I wondered how the prat was going to defend his actions in court for attacking one of the most sensitive areas of the body. As the weeks passed, Colin made his day-to-day living worse when he stopped taking his antidepressants, and I did my best to convince him, but he refused any professional help. And although spending time with him made me feel like his doctor, I had to. I was all he had because his other mates stopped returning his calls. They had enough of their energy being drained by his negativity and bitterness. I tried to encourage them to be supportive, but they just didn't want to know. And sadly, Colin had no family support. The other day, Colin joined me for a walk with my dog. It was a cool late afternoon and we were deep in the local forest, and Colin only joined me if he could get a cell phone signal. I remember no one else was around. I walk fast, so most of the time he would be behind me, and I'd be chatting away, looking ahead, watching my dog. I remember that one time when his footstep sounds behind me suddenly stopped. It was so quiet. I presumed Colin stopped walking, and when I turned around, he wasn't there. He's a bit of a joker, so I knew he was hiding somewhere and is about to make me jump out of my skin. I waited, called out some abuse, then walked around to find him. My dog Roxy sprinted to join me and stayed by my side. She was whining and barking and became very agitated. My curiosity turned to panic when I realised Colin literally vanished. I spent ages looking for him. I went over the ground where his footsteps stopped. I had a mad idea that he must have fallen down some hidden manhole, but there was no opening on the ground. I wasn't losing my mind. He disappeared. I backtracked our walk over and over again. Colin was gone. I noticed Roxy sniffing a small area for longer than she normally would. What was it that got her attention? It was then that I spotted his cell phone slightly hidden in the grass. I turned his phone on. He had made no calls to anyone apart from to me. Then I explored his text messages. The only one visible was sent just before our walk. It said, "Please come and get me. I've had enough of life." The text was sent to 666. Poor Colin. Written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic. Now be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel and my interactive website, bleedingcritic.com, where horror fans are actually seen as well as heard. And now I'm deep inside your fragile skull. I'm telling you now, I ain't leaving.